Why are more and more men in today's world being passive? Well, it's not because women are being more and more aggressive and forceful and taking control. It's simply that men aren't willing to deal with the conflict in a godly way and be in charge. And because of that, many marriages and relationships are suffering. And as I've promised, today we start back in with a lot of the questions and comments about how you can save your marriage and your spouse. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, the David Lyons. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And today we've got a new sponsor, MingleMateMary.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. And for those of you who are dating or engaged, they got a great hoodie called It's a Great Day to Be Married. It's on the front of the hoodie. And maybe after today's podcast or the next few, some of you might want to purchase that and buy it and wear it, because right now it sounded like a lot of you don't want to from all the texts and emails I got. So you never know. So listen, the next couple days are going to be kind of a follow-up to a lot of the emails and texts and things that I've gotten from many of you after we just covered last week the five things a godly wife needs to do to save her husband and her marriage, and how a husband can make it easier, and the Jezebel spirit. So, good stuff. We're going to take on a couple of those. Today, we're going to stick with this. First of all, 1 Corinthians 11:3 and Ephesians 5:23 specifically state that the man should be the head of the household. But between you and me, one of the biggest comments, and I'm certain it's true, women tell me their husbands are weak men, weak in discipline, weak physically, weak spiritually, weak in leadership, weak in communication skills, etc. So the woman leads by default, and then they get blamed for being Jezebels. And look, I know that it's probably true to a great degree. I still believe there are some women out there who are under the Jezebel spirit. And they think if my husband only took control, then I wouldn't have to. But my heart goes out to those who really want a godly husband, but he's just not stepping up to the plate. And so many of these women have said, look, it's simply out of a void of not having a manly man of God to lead that I have to. I'm going to read you a couple comments from women. One woman responded, don't get me wrong, I would love to have a husband that stood his ground, didn't let me push him around, and led our family like a man of God should. However, he never has. At first, I would push back just to see if he would stand up to me, and he wouldn't. Now it's just too late. I have no respect for him. Even if I asked him to lead, I don't think he would. He has no real walk with God, and I suppose we will probably divorce once the kids are older. I, however, do see myself looking for a future marriage where the husband will take control, and I do truly believe I will let him have control if he is, in fact, a man of God. Another quote. I will just come out and say it. My husband is a selfish, fat pig. He's overweight, he has no discipline, and I'm not sure if he is more selfish or lazy. Probably 50-50. But he has no desire to lead himself or our family. My kids love their father, but they are getting to the age where they are becoming embarrassed by him. So my first thought is this. If you're a man and you do not want to take control of your family, of your marriage, of your wife, and by control I mean lead, then that's on you, and you will stand judgment before God, and you will shake in the ground you were on, wishing you had. But if I'm talking to the women, and you truly do wish your husband took the lead, then here are a few ideas. And men, if you do want to take a lead, listen up. Number one, make sure you truly want him to take the lead, and you're not just saying it with your mouth. It will take time. He will mess up. But if he tries and you shut him down or become stubborn or discourage him or don't allow him to grow and make mistakes in this new role, he's just going to give up. So give him time. Number two, if you do want him to lead and he wants to lead, then by all means meet with some godly men and women. Maybe it's a pastor or some men and women who are couples that have godly marriages, and ask them to mentor you both on how he can lead and how you can follow. Marriage, like anything else, takes practice. Number three, if he does not want to lead and you will not get a divorce, you can do two things. One, pray that God radically knocks his world upside down. where he is forced to seek God, and I mean, where he has to deal with life because he just gets blown away by circumstances. Look, I believe the man should be the head of the household, but if he is not, then by default, ladies, you are. So now, pray and give God permission to lay out your husband in such a way that he calls on you and on God to learn how to be a man of God. If he never changes, this is point two, you can still pray for God's grace and have an amazing life. You can come to a point where you realize that you are becoming more like Jesus by having to deal with a poor husband. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound fair. But truly, God can carry you. He can bless you. He can strengthen you in this time. And you can look back on it and say, I am so glad that I have had a poor marriage because it's brought me to be more like Jesus. My final thought, if you are willing to go through deliverance, and you can contact me for more information, whether you come and visit our church or go to other churches throughout the United States that offer it, it can radically set the husband free from the spirit of Ahab, and it can radically set the woman free from the spirit of Jezebel. And neither both have to be working to find freedom. You might be under the spirit of Jezebel, and the other one might not have the spirit of Ahab, and vice versa. But the point is, deliverance is the key to a great deal of marriages that are in need of what seems to be an unsolvable problem. Time after time after time, men and women come into my office. They spill their guts. They can't seem to solve their problems. There's this rut that continues to take place, and they want some advice, they want some prayer, but what they need is deliverance. Look, there is still way more to follow up on tomorrow's podcast, but this should give you plenty to think about, talk about, and pray about. So until tomorrow, Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.